Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Damien Carbon. A car has crashed down an embankment in Beldon in Perth's north, the driver cut free from the wreckage. Emergency crews rushed to Ocean Reef Drive just before 7:30 last night. His Honda CR-V had crashed into another vehicle just seconds before. The driver of the other car was not injured. 49-year-old man only suffered minor head injuries. A 73-year-old grandmother remains in hospital and three men who brutally bashed her in her home remain on the run this morning. Police desperately searching for the men. After a 76-year-old man was tied up in a Girraween home, his partner bashed in the face. Jewellery and other belongings were stolen, leaving neighbours nearby in shock.
Absolutely devastating. My heart goes out to them. They're absolutely beautiful people.
Detectives again this morning appealing for anyone with info to contact Crime Stoppers. Westfield Bondi Junction in Sydney will turn off the music and display black ribbons when it reopens today for a day of reflection. There'll be no shopping. Instead, visitors will be invited to sign condolence books and talk with counsellors and other support services. Meanwhile, Frenchman Damien Guerou, dubbed the Bollard Man, has spoken to Nine following the attack on Saturday.
Okay, I need to show him that I won't let him pass. I won't let him go. I need to stop him right now.
And there's a new twist on a popular Perth eatery. Clancy's Fish Bar in City Beach is keen on installing a sauna in its kiosk area. It will now need local council approval. In sport, Luke Jackson looks set to head back to the forward line for this Saturday night's derby. Sean Darcy got through last night's main session and is almost certain to return. While young gun forward Jai Amos has told Seven he's happy to take the number one defender each week.
I'm going to go out there and try my best and do my best against the best oppo in the comp. That's sort of the challenge that I like to face each week.
And 100 days out from the Olympics, backstroke champ Kayleigh McEwen has broken a 15-year-old world record. The Aussie recorded the fastest time in the 200 medley, breaking Stephanie Rice's time.